You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
A daunting deficit proved no problem for the Halos, who stunned the Mariners in the ninth.
Here's the pitch on Albert Pujols, and he lifts a high fly ball.
And that ball is out of here.
No, it goes to first. Hit the first down, the run scores.
It's a fair ball. That's going to drive in two runs.
Ground ball to the right side. Base hit. We are tied at nine.
Lifted deep into right field. It's going to drop in. Seven runs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Angels win it 10-9.
One of the few things Mike Trout had never done was homer in four straight games until now.
That's out to deep left field. Melky going back. That is gone. Back-to-back jacks, and the Angels lead it 4-3. Fourth consecutive game for Trout with a home run.
And the first time in Mike Trout's career.
With a heavy heart, Eric Young Jr. comes through for his late infant son.
That's hit out to our right. That's hit well. Markakis is back. That is gone. EY Jr. big fly. 2-1 Halos here in the eighth.
Well, you talk about making a splash in that debut here in this series as an Angel. Eric Young Jr., single, walk, home run.
Albert Pujols joins a club only eight others had reached before him.
1-2. Breaking ball out toward left field. Hugging the line. This one's got a chance to go. Go!
Big fly for Albert Pujols. Number 600.
The ninth man in Major League Baseball history to get to number 600, and it was a dramatic towering shot down the line with the bases loaded.
Oh, how perfect. We talked about in grand fashion joining that 600 club, and Albert, a grand slam, number 600 of his career for the machine. It was really good to see Mike Trout be able to be there at home plate to give him a big old hug.
His wife's family here in attendance. And I tell you what, while it may not have gotten a whole lot of national play, the folks here in the ballpark, with every plate appearance that he has stepped up to since he got to 599 off Bartolo Colon, have been well aware of what each plate appearance meant and the opportunity to get to that 600 home run club.
I'll tell you what, even the oohs and the foul ball straight back and the excitement and the sound of the crowd when that baseball went over the wall in left field.
Ricky Nolasco goes the distance for the Halos' only shutout this season.
He's making his 17th start of the season, 3-9. That's a call, strike three, rung him up. Got him swinging. Down goes Ruiz. How about these solid eight innings?
Swing and a miss. Light that baby up as Ricky Nolasco shuts out the Seattle Mariners.
Andrew Heaney makes his long-awaited return from Tommy John surgery.
0-2. That's a called strike. Three rings him up. Nice inning for Andrew Heaney. Strikes out three. He's got five in this ballgame.
Known for his defensive prowess, Andrelton Simmons displays his power at the plate.
And he'll hit one out toward left field. Going back at the wall. Gone! Big fly for Andrelton Simmons. Three-run shot and the Halos are on top. 7-6.
Boy, what do we just say about maybe that double, that seeing eye double can get.
Cliff Pennington delivers his first ever four-run home run at the A's expense.
2-2 now. Pennington hits one out toward right field. Joyce racing back. He's at the wall, and that is gone!
Grand salami time for Cliff Pennington, and the Halos are back on top.
Bob Melvin's going to have the crew chief probably take a look at it.
That looks like it's over. Let's see, they were quick with it.
Home run.
Home run. There it is. First career grand slam.
The Halos acquire a pair of proven veterans to assist their playoff push.
The Angels are going for it. I mean, that was the message in getting Justin Upton for prospects. It's a chance to get better. The Angels, until this month, have been one of the most remarkable stories in baseball. All the things that couldn't happen to them, losing Garrett Richards, losing Matt Shoemaker, losing Mike Trout for 6 weeks, they've all happened, and the Angels have found all these guys to stay in contention. It's Mike Socia's finest hour as a manager. But now look at them. They got the best record in the AL West this month. They've got Tyler Skaggs back. They've got Andrew Haney back. And they are right in the mix for a wild card spot. And what does Justin Upton give them? A big-time impact bat to go in a lineup that already has Mike Trout and Crone and Calhoun that are playing pretty well. This is a good day for the Angels. They're showing, just like the Mariners are showing, that their cards are slid on the table. They are in a go-for-it move.
Garrett Richards recovers from a rare injury to return to a big league mound.
Called strike three, down goes Davis, one away.
That is a wicked 90-mile-an-hour slider in the strike zone, not overthrown, which is important for Garrett Richards, not to overthrow and expand so much and fly open, and that front shoulder stays compact. Perfect spot. Talked about that just a second ago in a little soundbite, how all his pitches have been working, how he's trying to stay under control with those pitches.
And that's a look at the top 10 moments of the season for the LA Angels of Anaheim.